Maseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, 2:1. We know that the prohibition of Kilay Zeraim, of planting mixed seeds, forbids you from putting combinations of two different species together. The question is, how much of an adulterating seed can you have before it's too much? That is to say, it doesn't stand to reason that if you have 100 bushels of wheat and you have one stalk of barley, the whole thing is ruined because of kilayim. We have to figure out what the threshold is going to be when you're not intentionally planting the two species together, but there's some admixture that got in there. So this mission will lay down the rules about what is the threshold after which you're not allowed to plant the combination of species. So for our purposes in this Mishnah, let's assume you want to have a barley crop. So question is, if you're planting barley, how much, let's say, wheat seeds can you mix into the combination with the barley seeds that makes the whole mixture forbidden to plant together? So the measurements used in this Mishnah are the sa'a and the rova. So a sa'a is the volume we, in our mind, in our shear, we use it as a six-pack of two-liter bottles. So a kav in Chazal is roughly 2 liters, and six kabin together make for a sa'a. So 6 2-liter bottles is sa'a. A rova is a rova of a kav. That's a quarter of a kav, roughly 500 cc. But if you do the math, if there's six kabin in one sa, and of course there are 4 quarter kabin in one kav, you'll have a total of 24 quarter kabin in one sa. So the threshold, loosely speaking, we'll get the details in a minute in the Mishnah, is going to be at that point of 1 quarter kav in a total of a sa of seeds, meaning one part out of 24. That's the threshold, roughly speaking. Now, the truth is that one part out of 24 works out to 4.1666%. But for our purposes, to keep things simple, I just have to, you know, the math will be intuitive in our heads. You'll see why I want this in a minute. Let's call it 4%. Okay? So we'll say the threshold is roughly 4%. But there's two ways to look at that. You could look at it as it has to be 96% pure, or you could look at it as it could have up to 4% of adulterating seeds. It's not quite the same, as you'll see in the Mishnah. So here the Mishnah says inside, Kol sa'a sheyesh bo rova mimin acher, any sa'a worth of seeds, called 12 liters worth of seeds, that has within it a quarter of a kav, call that 500 cc out of the 12, 1/24th, of a different species, you can't plant it as is, rather yima'et, you must reduce the proportion of adulterating seeds. So you have two options, of course. Either you could just, if you're planting barley, in our case here, you want a barley field, you could pull out some of the wheat seeds to get below the threshold, or you could just add more pure barley, bring the whole, you know, ratio of barley to wheat to above the 23:1 ratio you're looking for. That's what the Tanakh says. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yavor. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't do that. He says, once you have more than one part of undesired, let's say wheat, to 23 parts of yes, desire, let's say barley, meaning again, of the 24 parts of the total sa'a, more than one part, or in other words, a quarter of a kav, is of the undesired species, in this case wheat. So you can't just remove some wheat or add some barley to change the ratio. He holds that makes it look like you're allowing some on purpose to stay inside. Let's say you're pulling out. So you pull out some of the wheat, but you're leaving some of the wheat, so it sounds like you're purposely leaving some wheat inside, since it looks bad. So Rabbi Yossi says no. He says once you've crossed the threshold and you must, you know, purify your seed mixture, you have to purify it entirely. So we could make a nice muster schmooze out of the different approaches between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, but when one, you know, has to fix the problem, if he has to fix it just to the threshold or fix it to 100% purity. In any case, I won't discuss that, but that's the machlokas. The halacha on that point follows the Tanakam. Now, we have a different machlokas coming up here. Do we look at it as you need to have 96% pure or just no more than 4% of impurity in the mix? It sounds the same, but here's the nafkamina. Tanakhama says, Bein min echad, bein mishne minin. Whether you have one or even two undesired species. Let's say, for example, you're growing barley. Let's say you have 3% wheat and 3% oats. So now, on the one hand, you haven't got 4% of any particular species that's adulterating it. On the other hand, you only have 94% pure barley growing there. So Tanakhama holds that you need to have 96% pure. So that would be no good. 3% of the total being oats and 3% of the total being wheat makes it now that you've crossed the threshold of 4% adulteration and you can't plant it as is. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Amru El Min Echad. They said only one particular species of 4% makes it look like you're planting that on purpose also. But if neither of the adulterating seeds hit the 4% threshold, then it's okay. So Rabbi Shimon would say, if you have 3% wheat and 3% oats, no problem. You can plant that barley because since none of those adulterating species have hit the 4% threshold, so then it doesn't look like you planted them on purpose. That's okay. Hacham Omrim, this third shita, is Kol Shu Kilayim B'sa Mitzdar Flarova. The Hacham kind of go back to the approach of the Tanakhama, and they say that you need to have 96% pure, or it's no good. The difference between the Hacham and the Tanakhama is certain types of species are not considered to be kilayim one with the other. For example, barley and oats, if you recall from the first mission of the Masechta, are not kilayim zeh b'zeh. They're considered to be two like related subspecies. So that being the case, the question is, if you had, in my example, you're planting barley, but you have, out of the 100, 3% oats and 3% wheat, the Tanakhama says the oats don't count against you, since oats and barley are not kilayim, and therefore you're left with, effectively, let's call it 97% pure, if you call it like that, because the oats don't count against you, and therefore you can plant it. Whereas the Tanakhama held, no, if you have other kinds of species, it doesn't matter that some of those species are not kilayim zeh b'zeh, for example, oats and barley. Rather, if you haven't got 96% pure, it's no good and you cannot plant it. The halacha on this part of the Mishnah follows the Chachamim that you need to have a total of 96% pure, so to speak, meaning different species are combined to make it that you can't plant the mixture. However, if the different species that are impurities, if one of those species are not kilayim with the particular species you're planting, so in our case, oats